With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Reaction is mixed as students won't be required to wear masks in school for the first time when they return to class after the Victoria Day long weekend. Masks have been mandatory in most indoor public places across Nova Scotia since July 31, 2020. When the restrictions are lifted May 24th, the province will be the last in Canada to remove mask mandates in schools. When announcing the policy change Friday, Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development Becky Druhan said masks will continue to be recommended and anyone who chooses to wear a mask will be supported. In a release, Druhan said, quote, "Masks help schools mitigate the impact of COVID-19's sixth wave. But as warmer weather approaches in June and classes can spend more time outdoors, and with Nova Scotia's health data and school attendance data improving, now is the time to make masks optional in schools," end quote. In a response to the announcement, Doctors Nova Scotia tweeted out, "While the school mask mandate is being lifted beginning May 24th, masks are still recommended in indoor spaces." Minister Druhan echoed the sentiment. In her statement, Druhan said, quote, "We strongly encourage students and staff to continue to wear masks, and we will continue to support staff and students as well as continue to supply masks and hand sanitizer." In an interview with CBC, the chief of pediatrics at the IWK Health Center in Halifax, Dr. Andrew Link, warned that his facility is already stretched to its limits. Link went on to say pediatricians across the province had hoped masking in schools would remain in place until the end of the school year on June 30th to prevent a rise in the number of children coming to hospital with COVID-19 and other respiratory illnesses. The weekly COVID update released by the province May 19th shows the number of new cases and hospitalizations continues to decline. However, 24 people died as a result of COVID for the 7-day period ending May 16th. 22 were aged 70 or older, and 9 lived in long-term care homes. In an email to the school community, Regional Executive Director of South Shore Regional Center for Education, Paul Ash, said students, staff, and visitors are encouraged to continue following core public health measures, including vaccinations, staying home if feeling unwell, following the COVID-19 daily checklist, and washing and sanitizing hands frequently. Ash says while masks are no longer required, schools will continue to make them available to anyone who wishes. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.